Welcome to GamerCast, episode 79. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
And that was our new intro music.
We're here.
Which we had specifically written for us, so you won't hear that anywhere else other than GamerCast.
I don't think we, did anything with exclusivity, so, if he flogs it to someone else.
Oh, yeah, you might hear this on some other show or something.
But you won't, because he's not like that.
No, he wrote it for us.
Yeah.
He's a good lad.
Yeah, thank you, Nick Petsev, who, put that together for us.
Very cool.
It replaces the Hellfire
music,
which we've had for too long.
Yeah. Although the good thing is we didn't rip off the Hellfire music. We literally just played soundtrack while we were playing Hellfire.
Yeah, it's not like we stole the thing. We took it in context of stealing the game as well.
Yeah, we were recorded as playing the game, not listening to the music taken out of it. But anyway, on with the show.
Yeah, woohoo. Housekeeping notes. Dear Gus. Link on the webpage. Give us money. Link on webpage. Subscribe to us and things. Link on webpage. And what else is there?
Apologies for the chat room not working for the live people. We're looking into it. For some reason, we just can't see anybody. It just looks like we're in there by ourselves. So, and people keep telling us they're in there. We don't know if they can see what we're typing, but...
So we've given up on that.
Yeah, so we'll give up on that for today's show. Hopefully it'll be working by next week. Otherwise, we'll have to look through other avenues.
Thing, review us on iTunes.
Yep.
Link in iTunes somewhere, review, whatever. Do that. Because we need to get our subscribers over 10,000. Because it's a good, round, nice figure.
It introduces us to more people if we get higher a profile.
Yeah.
Makes us bigger, better, and stronger. Right. Letters?
Yep, we'll start off with some letters we got this week. We'll start with this one here in my inbox. This one is from D3 Comp. For those without imaginations, that's decomposing or decompressing. So I guess that's how you pronounce it. So decomp.
Yeah.
D3 comp. That's what I'm going to say, just to be annoying. it's a number. Come on, the whole leap speak is last year. This is the first show I've listened to, and I dig it. Thank you for digging the show. Because we've gone from page 19... which we were last week, to page 12.
Hey! Nice. Liking it. Keep it up.
Yeah. If it actually, didn't remove everyone else's things, we would have been on, page 9. But, we lost loads of digs, because dig is annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, it was very humorous and had a pleasant indie feel to it. Keep up the great work, guys.
We will.
Yes, we will keep up the... good work. We need money and new equipment and new computers to review all these games.
I was actually thinking about GameCast. I was thinking it's a real shame we didn't have a basement somewhere and we could do it like Wayne's World, where it was not on the internet, but it's actually on a channel. We do internet and channel simultaneously, and it's some channel
you try
3 o'clock in the morning in America, and it's the only place you can watch it. And it was, one of those ones where it's free and you just have your own equipment and you just broadcast. So cool.
Okay, dude, you try and flog that an idea to the TV people.
Yeah.
And Sky. I'm sure they will not buy.
We want one of the high 800 channels off Sky.
Yeah. £10 million. This is from Oxlow. Hi, Adam and Paul. Thanks for the help this week, Paul. Just an idea. I had something that could go into your show after I read this, knowing you guys love Supreme Commander. Full stop. Chris Taylor's Gas Powered Games Corp, a leading developer of multi-platform interactive entertainment, today announced a series of Supreme Commander tournaments that will be played via GPGNet online gaming service. The first tournament is scheduled for July 28th and 29th, and will have a $5,000 prize fund. In addition to the prize money, players will also compete for the UEF Cup. UEF for the win.
You should compete and spend the money on the show.
My idea was that we could get as many GamerCast listeners as possible to enter, and the player that gets furthest gets a little spot on GamerCast.
I like that.
That's good. So yeah, if any GamerCast people are in the tournament, I won't be entering because I don't want to lose. I like facing people who aren't very good.
Hey, you might be able to get some more experience. You'd make yourself higher in Elite.
No, I don't have time for it. I've got work to do. I've got GamerCast to do. I've got all the show preparation and stuff. Yeah, so that's letters this week. We didn't get one from Darth Ura.
He's been quiet.
Yeah, he sent me a PM saying, "Don't worry, I didn't do a voice thing this week." So yeah, whatever. So yeah, letters can be left on the blog at gamercast.net. That's the best way to do it, or you can email us directly at feedback@gamercast.net.
Sorry.
And if you want to like talk on the forums, we do have web forums available at portalforums.net.
Join the portal. Join the forums.
Yeah, man, it's the new software really rocks. See, look, we can click on the link and it opens, and look, it's taking 5 minutes to load.
Ooh, pretty colors. It's no longer just grey with light bulbs, it's grey with red to say, read this, something's new.
Yeah, we've got like a random junk place now as well.
For keeping your random junk.
Yeah. We actually had a poll on there. I asked, poll time, public ownership or private ownership? 76% picked public. So I want to congratulate all the sane people on there who voted for public ownership as a means of production.
Of what?
The means of production.
Of this forum or of everything?
Of everything.
Ah.
The means of production.
You mean like, should, like British Rail ended up being lots of private companies owning it instead of it being owned by the government, you mean? Or you mean the other way around?
Yeah, public ownership means it's in the public sphere, i.e. the government.
Right.
So because like the government is a public democratic body.
Right, so stuff like transport...
well, can I just say everything?
Yeah.
That is what I mean by this. I don't just mean, you know, key strategic areas of the economy.
Everything.
Yeah, so 76%. And this is mostly an American forum as well. So it's nice to see we've got lots of communists in America. Right. You can start off with the news. Because it's really your sort of thing. Mr. Wee Boy.
Yeah,
we have the cool stuff later on. We got all the weed nonsense out of the way first.
It looks like Wii shortages will happen again this Christmas.
What do you mean again this Christmas? They're still happening now.
Yeah.
We ain't got any.
The
mate.
Stocks for Wii is getting, well, not ridiculous, but
it is ridiculous. The stupid market isn't working.
Yeah, a lot of people. It shows a lot
the
of people.
The
Wii
market. It will sort everything out by itself. Yeah. 7 months later, nobody can get them. This is why you need a planned public economy. Because then you can kick some ass.
But yeah, there are going to be a lot of disappointed people this Christmas, so it's not guaranteed that they will be out of stock this Christmas, but there are chances that they will run out very quickly, and it is one of the top wanted Christmas presents.
I don't want it.
Unless fair enough, giving it for PS3 nothing. Is getting a little bit more up there with the wanted Christmas present, but
PS3 with its no games.
Yeah.
Oh man, I didn't show you this, did I?
Go on.
Let's do this really quickly. This is on the forums. If people on the forums, if you go to the PlayStation thread, PlayStation forum, there is a thread on there called Why, and in that thread, I posted a screenshot of Killzone 2. Now, Killzone 2 was a game that, you know, was like the second coming of Christ.
Mm.
You know, with their pre-rendered E3 2005 nonsense, which, like, stole the show. And, we've got what they showed at E3 2005 to actual in-game graphics.
Okay.
Dude, comment.
You can't comment on that. It looks like two. Fair enough, the one at the top does look like something from Metal Gear Solid 4 with the videos
that that's shown. That's Killzone 2, the pre-rendered stuff which Sony claimed was in-game.
Yeah, and the lower one is actually in-game.
Yeah, lower one actually runs on a PS3. And you look, low-res texture there, stupid blocky shadow, it's crap. So yeah, what were you saying?
But yeah, so there's going to be some disappointed people, but I must admit, every year there's always disappointing people of stuff not being out.
I'm not disappointed. I've got Supreme Commander.
And
I'm still undefeated.
But one thing that is coming out, they've announced at the E3 conference that they are releasing two new controllers for the Wii.
One is a Gatling gun-shaped implement, The other is a thermonuclear device, which when it goes off, it like triggers an explosion on the screen.
Yeah. Okay. No. Basically, they're going to
do
be
not install my idea.
A Wii Zapper.
Oh, so in other words, it's a thermonuclear device with a green-friendly buzz term on it, because of the Greenpeace, people would get upset if it was a nuclear device.
No, it's called Zapper because the original
Why, because it's a laser gun?
The original gun that came with the NES was called the Zapper.
The NES?
The Nintendo Entertainment System. The red gun that came with it was called the Zapper.
I never saw a gun for the original NES. I saw the bazooka for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I got the gun with the NES with Duck Hunt.
So, oh, wow, cool game.
So they're going to be releasing the Zapper.
Don't let the Greenpeace people see the Duck Hunt game. Oh no, you're polluting the environment with dead ducks. Oh no.
We're not sure if it's going to be the same as like last E3, where it was a gun that had a slot for you to slide in the Wii Remote at the end, or it's going to be the components of the Wii Remote and the Nunchuck all built into one. But they have said that it will be part Nunchuck and part Wii Remote all into one handheld gun. One of the two of the games that will be released utilizing this feature will be Sega's Ghost Strike, I think it was called, which I managed to have a go on it this summer.
We've got like loads of people listening. Hey, loads of people.
Hey. And also Capcom's new Resident Evil Umbrella Corporations, which I've gone on about in previous episodes. So, even my girlfriend's quite happy about this because she loves the idea of shooting zombies. So,
zombie for the win.
I'm liking that a lot more. I must admit, I'm still waiting to see if there's any sort of gun game coming out for the Xbox, because I must admit, if Xbox do an official one and actually do an official gun, that would be absolutely amazing on wireless. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this on the Wii. It's going to be quite good. As well as that, they're going to be releasing an official steering wheel. Now, whether or not this is going to be a steering wheel a little bit like Xbox's steering wheel, where it'll be on a hub, so it's a steering wheel attached to something with set pedals, or it's going to be like the jerry-rigged up system that you have, where you had a plastic steering wheel with a Wii Remote put into this. To be honest, I got a feeling that it will either be a wheel-shaped Wii Remote, which will only be for steering, or it's going to be an actual proper steering wheel for playing games that don't necessarily want you to be using the remote sideways. Because fair enough, you've got Excite Truck and all the other ones that were quite good, and Sonic the Hedgehog runs off the same sideways controller system of forwards, backwards, left and right, turning the actual remote. But the fact they've announced the steering wheel makes me think that something else is coming out over the hill that will require it, which is quite interesting, and say that it will work with previous games as well. So, looking forward to that. Watched some videos of something else from Nintendo, which was quite good. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Have you seen the, speaking of the Wii stuff, have you seen the cheapo, crappy looking, like a tennis racket add-on?
And yeah.
Golf club add-on that they're trying to flog at game.
Yeah, I must admit, that sort of stuff's for the kids, just to give them an idea of being able to hold it to make it look like an actual golf stick, so they understand the concept of what they're doing with the Wii Remote. But it's fun for the kids sort of thing to add those things on. To be honest, I think someone got the idea from them creating the actual steering wheel that you click on, so that you've got something more firm to hold on to that feels like a steering wheel, other than just using the Wii Remote. But I'm still waiting for some games that are going to utilize more than one Wii Remote. Like, they demoed the drum kit system for the Wii, which I must admit, I've read in the official Nintendo magazine that there were a few letters
of
people saying, I'm still waiting for this drum game to come out. Come on, Nintendo, don't make it just a demo, bring it out. And I know a lot of people want to see it, so I'm hoping some more games that will utilize having two Wii Remotes in your hand to actually play it come out, which would be really, really nice. But yeah, that would be something nice for the future, because I know that when they showed the original Wii in all its glory in last E3, it was one of the things that was sat next to the virtual console controller. As well as, last Friday, released was one game I can't remember on virtual console, and the new good old RPG Paper Mario on the N64, which is out for release. So I've yet to purchase it because I need some money for Wii points, but still been playing Sonic the Hedgehog, which is cool. One feature with the Wii games, which is quite cool. Every time I played Sonic the Hedgehog on Mega Drive, you have to put the code in. Where on this, you don't have to, because the Wii console never shuts off. Every time you go back to a virtual console game, the game automatically goes to the home page button saying, do you want to go back to the Wii menu, reset the game, or go to the operating manual. If you just press the home button, it carries on where you were last playing. So you get to the last level on some game that doesn't have a save feature, like on a NES, you can just press the home button, hit the Wii menu, and come back to it a week later and you'll still be at the same point. So when you got Sonic the Hedgehog 2, if you put in the Super Sonic and all the other cheats, they're still active, which is quite cool. Do you like that?
Can I just make a comment on the whole, like the tennis racket add-on and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it's a load of crap, really.
That is such a rip-off of what Microsoft are doing and Microsoft Research, where instead of actually having like something with gyroscopes in it, they use cameras, like a couple of cameras in the room, to actually track what you're doing.
Mm.
And basically how it works is they see you've got a tennis racket, and you know it registers, oh, that's a tennis racket, so they're probably going to swing it like a tennis racket. And so it's all done by, you know, cameras watching what you're doing instead.
I mean the more of a motion capture.
Yeah.
But not like...
And if you pick up, you know, a...
Can I see what they're doing?
If you pick up a rocket launcher, you know, whatever.
Sony's motion capture system is a motion-sensitive camera where it picks up any motion created in its field of view.
Yeah.
Where what you're talking about is if they're giving you...
It actually recognises objects.
A object that you get with it, or a...
Anything. A generic tennis racket you got in the shed, pick that up. Gee, it knows you've got a tennis racket.
Well, that's an interesting way. So it's basically looking at shapes.
Yeah.
I thought you were actually saying that a tennis racket comes with it, a little plastic
one.
No,
I mean, that's lame.
No, what I was thinking was they're using the
lame
motion capture, so the cameras recognise those objects pre-designed. But if it's recognising stuff by shape, I suppose that means you could pick up a piece of cardboard and cut it out of the shape of a tennis racket and it believes you've got a tennis racket.
Indeed.
So you don't necessarily would need a tennis racket, you just need a big cardboard box and a pair of scissors.
Yeah, that is good.
You're still trying to fix the chat room, aren't you?
I am, I'm trying it on the server now.
And it's still not working, is it? No. The chat room, it's probably their servers that are gone all screwedly.
Well, if nobody else is saying they're having problems. So I tried it on the server in the cupboard. That did the same thing again, showed it as empty. So, you know, who knows, man? So now I'm trying it on the actual server that's streaming this show, because that's one I have quick access to. And
what about looking on the other computer on the other side of the room?
Do the same as what's in there, because there's no difference.
Right.
So yeah, the chat room isn't working, so I will have to look into using a different chat thing.
Other means.
Because we used to use IRC, which I personally thought was better.
It's just getting people,
but
to
people
be able to get
it. I don't know. I'm 12. I don't know what IRC is because I'm a noob. Noobs. Right. Let's run through some other quick news items. New backwards compatibility update released for Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
Two games of note: Project Gotham Racing 2, fantastic, and Morrowind, fantastic. So they're still adding, you know, big name games to the list.
Which is good, because there are some console owners out there where, lucky for them, the Xbox 360 is their first games console. So
cheap games.
Yeah, they're going to get a plethora of cheap Xbox games that they'll be able to have a go at. And some of these are like sequels, you know. They
well,
may own
game flog are like four Xbox One games for like 10 quid.
Yeah. Morrowind is before Oblivion, and Project Gotham 2 obviously before Project Gotham 3. Two games that you can own on the 360, so it means that you can go back and see what it was like beforehand.
Yeah,
for
you see how much better PGR2 was with the Moscow tracks, which were awesome, because they're just so like wide open, you put your foot down. Top Spin 3 and Silent Hill 5 are both coming to Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Cool.
Metal Gear Solid 4 was delayed until next year.
Not surprising, although I won't be surprised.
Hard cheese, all those noobs who are like,
I'm curious.
Like the game.
I'm curious to know if that's got anything to do with the fact that it will be coming out on 360 as well.
That's not confirmed yet.
Not confirmed, but
the Hirojima or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Oh yeah, I cannot remember. The cool guy with the glasses, yeah.
The Metal Gear Solid dude. Well, he said at E3 they're considering releasing on other platforms to recuperate cost.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're not going to make any money on the PS3 with its tiny installed base. There's also been a new PlayStation Portable model announced.
Yeah.
It looks pretty much the same as the other one.
It's basically
it's a bit thinner.
It's the slimline version. It's going to have a brighter screen and thinner body. So basically they're doing exactly the same as they do with the PlayStation 2. They've looked across the market.
Well, let's be fair.
There was a large difference between the slimline and the big
one. This is like,
one.
You know, maybe a millimetre difference.
We have to take into account that they removed the hard drive bay, which took up majority of the thickness of a PlayStation 2 anyway. But what we're trying to say is they've gone for smaller components and squished stuff out to make it a bit smaller. They haven't announced, which I doubt they would announce, if anything has been removed, any dead features on the console switches or anything like that. I haven't seen any pictures whatsoever, but supposedly it's thinner and smaller. Why you'd want it thinner and smaller, it seems fine.
Well, it's pretty bulky, isn't it?
You get too small, and if you've got big hands, you end up getting your fingers aching holding it. Now, the PSP I found was quite good because I could get my fingers all the way around the back. I don't like a console where my hands meet in the middle.
Well, like Xbox, Game Boy Micro?
Or the PS... SP, the Game Boy SP, I found quite hard because my fingers were touching. It was a bit like having the Game Boy back, where the Advance was better because your hands were stretched out. Now, the DS is big enough for me to be able to wrap my fingers around. It's like playing on an Xbox 360 console controller. Because they've got those large bumps at the end, you can wrap your fingers around them so your fingers don't have to go straight down the middle. Because of that, I'm a bit wary that it might not be...
Well, to be fair, it isn't that much smaller. It's like 1% smaller.
Yeah, and I doubt it's going to be anything in the dimension acrosswards, so your fingers are still going to have that space, but yeah, it's all right. I'm not saying go out and buy one. I must admit, there's a lot of people who would just be like, I can't be asked to get rid of mine and get a new one.
PlayStation 3 is no longer in production. Asterisk, 60GB model.
Yeah, 60GB model will no longer be coming out.
Yep, they've wound up production on that.
What else was there? Was something about US offering from 1st of August a USD 599 version with one game. But they're still going on about the trying price cuts. Capcom were going on about that they foresee price cuts coming down a bit more. But I must admit, they kept going on about the price value against Xbox 360, but the great thing about the Xbox 360 was they designed a hard drive encased with a universal plug, so it meant that you didn't have the problems that PlayStation 2 had where you could shove in a PC hard drive that attaches to the top. But because it's removable, soon we will be going up a step in an upgrade in Xbox 360 hard drive capabilities. But they're already stating that it comes with a cable and a CD, the larger one, for you to transfer your data across to a new one and upgrade your hard drive, where if you're silly enough to go for the cheaper model on a PS3, you've got to get rid of
it. You are buggered.
Yeah, you are stuck in that dimension, where if you've got, like, I've got a core system. My original core system, I upgraded with wireless, I upgraded with a new front. Fair enough, that's not much, it's just a different colour front. But I also upgraded with a hard drive. So it is changeable. And that's one of the key features of the Xbox, which was designed in the first place before they just go, well, that one will just shove that hard drive in, and that one will just shove that hard drive in. Come on, Sony, get your act together. They made it so that it was possible to upgrade components, then there'd be nothing to complain about.
Yeah, so Capcom have said the lack of games is the reason why the PS3 is failing and not the price.
Yeah.
That's from a Capcom executive.
Which I would agree because it's
called Mark Beaumont. I guess you pronounce it, I don't know.
Like we were saying on just as we started off live earlier today, Sony succeeded into the computer game market because they took over where Sega originally stood king which was to have a console, which was their Mega Drive.
Well, Nintendo was always king. It was just Sega was king in Europe.
Yeah, a plethora of video games, as many titles as you could throw a stick at. And that was a great thing about Sony. They had the titles there, and they held out all the way up to PlayStation 2. And they were keeping it strong with PlayStation to allow PlayStation 2 to pick up speed. And it did pick up quite quickly. All of a sudden, pow, games were being released, games were being released, games were being released. Now look at Xbox. They came out, the games started coming out, and before you know it, boom, games are coming out on both consoles all the time. And then you got your universal titles. Xbox 360 came out, they already had their release titles, they already had the titles for next year, which came out on time, on date, and boom, it's all coming out again. And they were still releasing Xbox titles, because some people were not getting up onto that next rung of the ladder. They were staying put where they were, and they were still having titles coming out. That I would agree with it. If the titles all of a sudden came out like a waterfall of really, really good titles coming out on the PlayStation 3, then people would justify that price. Still expensive, but people would be climbing over each other. The fact that people were paying 500 quid for an Xbox 360 on launch because they got them off eBay, and people were paying those silly prices, then if they pay those silly prices, then obviously they'll pay the price for a PS3. But if the games are not there, people aren't going to
PlayStation 3.
It's a box with no games.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it does have one good game. Is Halo 3 coming out on it?
No. Oh. Virtual Fighter wasn't too bad. It's a beat 'em up. I kind of found that very intuitive, and I thought, well, if that's cool, then maybe...
Cool, man!
Maybe my favourite beat 'em up of all time, Tekken, will probably be absolutely amazing on the PS3, but...
You're not going to buy a console for a game.
No.
Not a beat-em-up.
No, you never will.
Unless it was a beat-em-up that was like the Master Chief. It was like Halo with like a beat-em-up like secret game, mini-game. Yeah, on the loading screen, you have a crazy beat-em-up with like the Master Chief just going along beating everyone up.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Totally ruined the feel of the game, but whatever.
Kind of like Double Dragon, going and scrolling across the platform.
Oh god.
Actually, no, that would be really cool if they did a really old game. Bungie did a really old game style, like they used their old games, and actually did it with Master Chief, and you were just running around on this platform game that loaded in between. Obviously, that would ruin the feel. But where are we? What was the next one?
360 price Elite Europe.
Yes.
The Xbox 360 Elite is coming to Europe 24th of August.
Yep, which is pretty soon.
As we announced on last week's show, that was what we expected to happen.
Yeah, because we announced a Japanese release. Price,
yeah, that's GamerCast being on the ball again.
With a price of $279.
What?
No, read the wrong one.
What are you babbling about, man?
No, what's the price? It's the... Yeah, $479. $479? And that Elite retails for you...
Yeah, that's US dollars.
US dollars, $479. I didn't say pounds, I said $479.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the rumour going around is it's going to be 325 quid.
Yeah. So...
But nobody really knows.
And that'll be the one that features with 120 gig hard drive and the video output with the very nice black look.
The black is the main thing.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of people downsizing. So if you don't want to have to get a Elite one, it doesn't float your boat, and you really would like a... You're thinking, this summer, got some extra pocket money, I'll buy myself an Xbox 360.
Extra pocket money? Buying an Xbox? What? What kind of pocket money did you have? I had...
Save up your pocket money.
I had 25p a week, mate.
Hey, I only ever had pocket money, and I saved up every pocket money, washed windows and cleaned cars, and I have only been ever bought one console by my parents. I only ever was given a console. And that was my
pocket money of like £100 a month.
Commodore C60. Yeah, it took me a long time to save up for my Nintendo Entertainment System. A long time.
I didn't have any of that stuff.
I had to save up again, continuously saving up. I wouldn't even spend a single piece of my pocket money until I saved up enough money to buy a Sega Mega Drive. And then from then onwards, I kind of...
Or Mega Drive. Had, rich boy now, aren't you? With your Mega Drive.
And I had to sell my Mega Drive to get my N64. And then from the N64 onwards, I always had a job. So, like, the PlayStation 2, I actually saved up for.
You could actually afford to buy it.
Yeah. But, yeah,
like spending your whole childhood saving for it.
The good thing is... people are probably going to end up trying to get rid of their old console, so there's going to be some trade-ins happening at that point. So if you're looking for some trade-in ones, that'll be the time to look.
Indeed.
But obviously from then onwards, have they announced that the premium ones will be exactly the same with the hard drive size?
Yeah, as far as the last update I heard, yeah.
Yeah, so... No, it's going to be a good upgrade, which is nice. Like I said previously with the Xbox 360.
But. It isn't new hardware.
No. It's just...
It isn't the 65 nanometer chips. It's the same one you got now, only in a black box.
With
an extra port.
Yeah.
And a bigger
hard drive.
But the actual hardware is the same.
But one thing I would suggest...
65 nanometer will be rolling out this autumn.
If you like the black but you don't want to get the extra console, there are many websites out there that will quite happily give you an item which will falter your warranty. But if you've already gone past your warranty, buy one of these extra cases and you can make yours a black one. Plus, the peripherals will be for sale, so you will be able to go out there and purchase an official black Xbox 360 controller. Like I said to Paul, it might be worth him buying one, because he goes for the whole black look on his PC, so it would be a good one to have for playing on your PC games, instead of having to keep nicking the one from downstairs.
Keyboard, mouse.
Yeah, but now and again, you want
to... At least I'm showing off. Oh, look, I can do this and that, and I can play Geometry Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I only do that to show off to you.
Yeah, because you can't be asked to go downstairs and get one of the extra controllers. It's too far to walk.
W/E.
Right. Next on the list, movies.
We're going through the list too fast now.
Well, I'm sorry.
Slow down a bit.
Oh, this one's got plenty to talk about.
Oh, God. This is the boring one.
I need the mouse.
Get off my mouse.
Movies coming out. We've got a new Resident Evil Extinction.
Extinction.
Extinction. From the Resident Evil movie series.
My tongue is going backwards. I cannot talk. Dude.
That will be coming out soon, which is looking absolutely amazing. The world looks like it's completely come to an end. The difference is it has taken...
The world has come to the end. The crazy Christian creationists are going to have a field day with their nonsense.
Yeah, zombies.
A zombie. That is really Jesus in disguise.
The good thing about it is...
Yeah, instead of Transformers, robots in disguise, Jesus, zombie in disguise.
Jesus, zombie, Jesus in disguise.
He doesn't want you to know he's the son of God. He must disguise himself as a zombie in this big field of zombies. So he can, like, build a cross and crucify everyone.
You can just imagine it.
2,000 years ago, he tried to be nice to you. Now it's payback time.
Oh, no, the ultimate one. Jesus comes back and he's like, right, I finally came back. It's taken me ages to get from the pearly gates of heaven to... Welcome, I am your saviour. And he looks out to the field of just the undead. Shit, I'm late. Jesus gets eaten by zombies.
Nice one, God. Way to plan things with your zombie outbreak.
But yeah,
and then you let yourself get eaten by all the zombies.
One good thing about this is it's taken a different stroll from the original game series. So obviously, stuff you're going to see in this are not in the game. So it's going off in a different.
I was talking about Jesus Christ, our savior.
We'll talk about Jesus Christ, our savior, in a minute.
We'll talk about me in conjunction with the Master Chief and who would win.
Yeah. Next, we've also got Area 51, which you don't really want to talk about. Paramount doing it now. The next one, which I have seen the trailer for. Hitman by 20th Century Fox.
Hit Monkey.
This
by Rupert Murdoch's Evil Empire.
After playing Blood Money on the Xbox 360, which I did a review on late last year.
In episode whatever.
Search
on the website. The search does actually work.
This looks absolutely amazing. The cool thing is the music is spot on. They've got all of the classical Italian opera in there that was in the game. The guy who's playing Agent 47 looks like the bad guy from the new Die Hard 4.0, which I saw last week, which was good. He does look absolutely amazing. There is this really cool scene where he walks, just shows a clip of him walking into a bathroom with someone peeing in a urinal, and he's fully in the suit with the red tie, and he just pulls the gun out of the silencer, and he just feels like a cutscene from the game. Now, this one, the good thing about it is because the game was just you walking around, you were given a mark, and you had to break into somewhere, dress up in loads of costumes, and kill someone.
Funky costume change time.
There is a story element that goes along in the background, but the rest of the actual gameplay is not like a story. So a bit like if you tried to make, you know, people tried to make a film from Street Fighter, they tried to make a film from Mortal Kombat. Those sort of things are really hard to do. But something like Hitman, the story...
Well, they're not hard to do. It's just the people who did it are a bunch of retards.
Exactly. But this looks...
It's a beat-em-up film. Just have a bunch of people fighting.
I must admit, because of like the effort that's been put into a lot of comic book films now, or the fact they haven't been done cheesy, they've been done well, because they know that the company knows, if I do not do this comic book character well, it's over for us. We'll never make another film in the rest of our lives. So it seems like it's hit a nerve with the gaming industry of making films, and it does look good. I don't know if we should click on it and actually play it. It will play it.
How long is it?
It's not very long.
Here we go. Let's watch this fun thing.
You can find this trailer on apple.com's trailers. This is where I found.
What?
I was having a look at
Shut
the trailers because I happen to have iTunes on at the moment.
It's 1 minute 36. Dude, we don't have time.
Yeah, we do it straight.
If we're playing this one, we're playing the Halo ones as well.
Yeah, okay.
Warhammer. Yada yada yada. So at the moment, we're looking at a bunch of stuff with the guy. Yeah, the guy is there. And it says, to bring us peace. To bring us peace, let's kill everyone. That's sort of Jesus style. Oh my god! Hitman is Jesus!
He probably is. The classic music.
So now he's just like going around killing everyone. That's nice.
Oh, he's an assassin. That's what I loved about the game, being able to find a different way to kill someone.
Shotgun.
Yeah, shotgun. Rifle.
You only need one way.
Oh no, there's
many
different ways.
He's just showing off.
And then sometimes it screws up, so you have to start rethinking quickly. Then the next one, a bit further down, we've got Halo.
Hello, Wombat Revolve.
They're saying that they're planning to... Do you want to read it?
Halo fanatics still bummed over the implosion of the planned feature film based on Microsoft's blockbuster game series retreated to a little pick-me-up earlier this week. At the E3 press conference, Microsoft announced a series of short Halo short films from Neil Blomkamp, or Blomkamp, whatever. Do you know how to pronounce it?
No.
We'll just call him Mr. Camp. The director who was set to helm the big screen and doing fell apart, the really intensely action-packed studio development of Peter Jackson's Weta Workshop, who's also been involved with movie development. Microsoft says these pieces will give a unique vision into people, places, weapons, and legends of Halo. They'll be released as a series throughout the summer, with a final installment trimmed to coincide with the launch of Halo 3. For Xbox 360.
Oh, that's good. So that means that these will be out and finished before Halo 3's out.
Yeah,
so.
Shall we watch this one? Yeah, let's watch. So this is a Halo 3 thing.
Jim can stream this to the live people.
Who cares? If the live people really liked us, they'd make the chat room work for us. Yeah, if you just want to read what's going on. Describe.
It is going readiness levels critical.
This is one of those cheapo 1980 computers. They have an obvious super advanced spaceships.
Yeah. And you're going request granted, and you're seeing something coming forwards out of a dock, which looks like a
big ship.
Big ship. And it looks like we're in a steelworks. And they're making stuff.
They're making steel.
And they're heating stuff up.
And then these people are making things out of the steel.
Hey, it looks like sniper rifles. Green helmets.
Ooh,
that looks like a warthog at a car factory.
Ooh, right. Soldiers with barcodes. A pelican.
The Marines do have a similar feel to the Marines out of Clonal Marines out of Aliens.
Well, I fancy this whole film has a slight Aliens feel to it, especially this bit
with the
pelican coming up.
Yeah, and that lift is very Aliens as well. Just cool. It gives it a really good feel. To be honest, with the way that they filmed that sort of thing, do you know what they really need to do? They just need to do a TV series.
Oh man. You know what? I think that's a good idea. They need to get the Battlestar Galactica people to do it, though.
Yeah.
The screenwriters and all that lot from that. So they did a good job. What's this next one?
The next one is not even worth talking about. It's about cars becoming a game instead of it being, you know.
Lame. So yeah, the that was the Halo. What was it called? Halo. Let's look at the file name.
It's called Halo 3 Short.
Yeah, it's on Bungie.net. Hellboy.
Yeah, the science of evil. It looks like this is the
Jesus with his, you know, anti-science stance.
Yeah, this is stuff going the other way around. So obviously this is a film coming to a game. So this is the new Hellboy game. We won't go into too much detail, but it looks pretty good. Stranglehold, which is
film?
Yeah, no, it's a game based off a film. It's with two guns.
People.
It's Chow Yun Fat. It's Woo's. What's he called? John Woo, whatever he is.
John Woo, man. John Woo.
The guy who did Mission Impossible 2.
Lame.
This is a film called Hard Boil, which is created into a video game on the PlayStation 3. Next one is...
Yeah, they really fought their things out, didn't they? All this original PlayStation, because PlayStation is super popular, and it flops, and they're stuffed.
Iron Man.
A man made out of iron.
The new Marvel film that's coming out.
Yeah, Jesus is Iron Man.
Well, that's the thing, he does keep upgrading.
He's gone away for 2,000 years.
He does upgrade the suit. You make so many suits. Every time you find something wrong, you'll make a new suit.
That's exciting, yeah.
Yeah, we'll skip that one. Don't want to talk about Narnia.
Woo-ha.
And then Star Wars, Force Unleashed, which I tried to watch the video for this, but my computer's too slow to actually watch it. But that looks pretty cool. It shows this Darth Sith Lord stopping a Star Destroyer which crashes into a planet, and he stops it dead by the time it gets to him. And they do show some bits of lightsaber fighting. But this is the one where it's all physics engines have been designed for the using of the Force and stuff. So the ultimate Star Wars fans.
Wait, physics.
But yeah, that's it for the movies. So basically the article they had there was literally about stuff that's movies that are becoming games and games that become movies, but I was more after it by the fact the Halo bit than anything else.
Some of you may remember a small game called Spore, which we covered quite a bit a few dozen episodes ago.
Yeah,
probably a year ago now.
Yeah,
actually.
Now and again we pop that backwards and forwards as new stuff's come out.
Well, we nearly had a whole episode like dedicated to Spore.
Yeah.
So they've released a new video of it. Actually, try and play that now. Oh, actually, we won't, because we'll have to download it and all that stuff.
But it says about there's a release date or something. At the top, it's all a bit iReady. It's be out on DS versions and more. And
so, yeah, the DS version was announced.
Or is that E3 absence of release? Is that I would say absence.
E3. We talked to Maxis about Spore's E3 absence. Release date, DS version, and more.
Yeah. So yeah, we're still waiting.
We are waiting for this game because it is good.
We're being patient. We're being many patient.
So yeah, this is actually an interview from IGN who grabbed one of Maxis's people.
Screenshots they've held with it are looking a little bit more tighter. They're really looking more complete. The screenshots for the bit where you're going around as like the single cell organism are looking an incredibly large amount different. A lot of screenshots, the environments look a lot different, and the fact that there's actually a hood up, there's actually an interface on the screen, so which is looking more to a completion instead of a demo. So,
well, yeah, what the Maxis guy had to say is IGN basically asked how different is the game from the original vision, what was originally shown back at GDC 2005, was it?
Yeah, about that.
Probably 2005. Anyway, the guy says, I think what's pretty clear is how close the game is tracking to what the original demo had. So they are apparently on track to deliver what the demo actually had. But the release date isn't until next year. April 1st. So it's the April 1st, 2008 or beyond. Probably quite a bit beyond. Probably Christmas 2008. That gives them a bit of time to do that.
But when you think about the scale and mass of this game...
Well, you know, it's not that much scale because it's all, you know, generated by computer.
Yeah.
They just randomly generate the worlds.
They want to get it right, though.
Yeah, but it strikes to me of not having enough developers on the project.
Yeah. With the EA being a part of it, which doesn't help.
But just look at these crazy things.
That is quite crazy.
They look like bananas.
Bananas with eyes on the top and a mouth at the bottom. Banana creatures. I want banana creatures.
I don't know. I want some cool robot looking creature who's like black with like spiky bits, like a Cybern Commander. Yeah!
A Cybern Commander.
We are the Cybern. We do not take prisoners. We just like shoot you because we are Cybern. Yeah, well, anyway, Super Mario Galaxy. This is another big game which.
E3,
everyone's going on about.
Yeah, E3 got to see its first playable demo of Super Mario Galaxy.
Super Mario.
It is looking pretty cool. One thing that's great about it is they're still keeping the whole planetoid feel of it being able to run around a small planetoid, jumping from one to the other. Which is
yeah, I'm sure that will annoy everyone.
Whether or not fans will still be disappointed in saying that it's still not as good as Super Mario 64, which has always stayed close to a lot of people's hearts when it comes to our little plumber in his three-dimensional world. Sunshine was a well-awaited
Sunshine
game.
Lollipop.
I was lucky enough to actually get hold of a Japanese version before release and play it.
Sunshine, that was the one with the water
thing,
wasn't it?
I got to play on a Japanese version before release while it was being showcased at the video game history in London. It was an exhibition of all video games history going through from the start of Pong, and they had a special container brought in that holds the computer that has the original Pong game on, so you can actually
Tetris for the win.
Yeah, Tetris is amazing. They actually had that there as well, and they also had brought in and sealed up on the wall was the whiteboard from Rockstar for the making of developing of
Grand Theft Auto?
Grand Theft Auto 3. And it had all the post-it notes still on there and everything. They kept it all from that. And they had all of the artwork from the Final Fantasy series that's done by the guy who does the concept artwork of the initial idea from the story before they change it all to make it look like what it finally looks like in the game. So loads of interesting stuff there, but I got to have a go on that one first. So
what's new with Galaxy then?
Galaxies are using a lot with the Wii remote for Mario's control, but it's these small planets as you're running around them, and it's all the camera tracks around and three-dimensionally.
So what's the story behind that? Mario got teleported to a universe with tiny planets, or what?
Haven't a clue. They haven't released much about what's happening, but one thing that is quite cool, they did show some screenshots, and they've actually got him in a bee suit, which looks absolutely good. So he's in a bee suit, which looks a bit weird.
If anyone had any doubts about him being gay with Luigi, it's just been answered now.
Let's have a look. Yeah, so here's some of the shots from E3. It looks like they're different environments, not just planets. So this one, it's on loads of apples, and there's these worms going around eating them all, so you're jumping from apple to apple. Here's one showing these weird different little worlds. It's hard to describe, but as most people have seen a lot of the screenshots, they kind of understand what I'm trying to say.
And basically, the people who came up with it have gone crazy.
It has these little stars that allows them to jump from one to the other. It's going to be an interesting sort of game because of the fact that they're trying to do something completely and utterly different for Mario. Again, it looks like it'll be a one-player one. Oh, here's a picture of Bowser firing lots of fire. So Bowser's definitely in it.
He's a lot bigger nowadays, isn't he?
Yeah, they've increased his size a lot more. I imagine that this is probably going to be a single-player game because the 3D ones normally have been. Here's showing it underwater. And he's got hold of a shell. So they're keeping some of the elements still true to it, but they've mixed it up a lot more. One thing that they have done... Oh, there he is in the bee suit. One thing they really have put more effort into is keeping him just Mario with upgrades. Instead of before where it was all about using that water gun, a lot of people found that maybe that would have been a cool upgrade. Now and again you find this thing while you've got water. Oh, here's the classic caterpillars from Super Mario World. I think they were, yeah, Super Mario World, because Yoshi used to eat them.
Well, they're a bit big if Yoshi used to eat them, aren't they?
Yeah, they've rescaled a lot of stuff. Here's a plant.
That's a plant, it looks more like a dinosaur.
It's the they kept a lot of their bad guys. Here's one with the fall down rock guys that you normally found in the temples that were always very angry and jump on you. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff changed and a lot of stuff staying the same. A lot of things seem very Mario. As soon as you see it, it's got that Mario feel.
It does
feel.
Have a Mario feel, yeah.
But yeah, it's hard to explain what they're doing with this one, because fair enough, the story's going to be hidden until you finally get it out. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good just pick up and play game. I know that a lot of people who will own a Wii will be going out to get it. It's going to be up there with Legend of Zelda. Here's a gun turret firing out bullet bills. It's got that very nice feel that it had with Sunshine. Lots of good colours. One thing that allows it to stay bright is the contrast of colours, with the fact that you're always going to have like a night starry background to it. Like this one shows these planetoids orbiting a planet, so the colours are going to be very bright and vibrant, which is nice.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that at all. So it's going to be a good game to be coming out with. It's going to show off the Wii a lot more. The good thing about it is this is going to be a top title, and it is made by Nintendo. Nintendo do all of this. Yeah, that's screen old shots from the people playing it, showing off the control system and the fact that whenever Mario picks up a coin, you'll be able to hear it in the remote because of the speaker.
Killer feature.
One thing that I will be looking forward to this is, because a lot of the Wii games that are out, apart from some of the release ones which are done by Nintendo, like Play and Sports, because Nintendo have developed this, it's going to be their baby. They're going to make sure that the control system works, unlike where it's going to be people with the dev kits who are kind of like baffled with all the 1,001 things that this thing will do and trying to design something that...
false advertising. It's 97 things it can do, not 1,001.
And then it's a saying, you know, it comes with a lot of features.
Your sayings are false.
What can you do? You've got a nunchuck, you've got this, you've got all motion sensors. Like you keep saying with the Dragon Ball, for once someone did something correct. And the same with Resident Evil 4. It was a nice system. You're not using too much of the motion sensor. It should be used where needed. You know, with Mario, Nintendo are going to do it properly. They know what they want. They're the people that design the console, so it's going to be good. This I can't wait for.
Here we go.
Fable 2, hands-on
But there's one just news items I was going to throw in there.
Go for it.
Speaking of good games,
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. not Mario, Sonic the Hedgehog is now an Xbox Live Arcade.
Original one.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
The Mega Drive version.
Yep. I got it on my Wii.
Yeah, I've got it on my 360. It's 400 points.
It's nice that, you know, because I've got nothing against Xbox getting arcade games of the classic ones, because there are a lot out there that won't end up on the Wii, but it's nice that they're getting it, because otherwise I feel like the Wii people are getting something that people on Xbox Arcade aren't getting, because they're getting new games designed for Xbox Arcade and rehashed ones, and not getting some classic ones. So it'd be nice for them to get more classic ones, like the fact that they're bringing out, was it Xbox Arcade, they're bringing out a high definition Street Fighter or something.
Yeah, sound.
Yeah, see, that now that's a good idea. That's where you need to be putting some effort in, because a lot of people will like that sort of thing. Retro, get revive up the gaming's.
Anyway, here we go. Fable 2.
Looking good with your doggy.
Dog man. So what's new?
Further on in time, you've got a dog now as a companion.
Yeah, we know all that. We covered that in the previous show. What's new with
E3? E3 is first playable demo. So people have been able to get their hands on it and give it a go. It is, combat system is simply exists with
similar
a
like Fable 1.
A single button attack. We're using the X for an attack. There are no multi-button combos, no modifying commands, nothing but movement with the left thumbstick and the X button. Whether or not they were liking this or not, a lot of combos of, you know, tap-tap, hold, then a tap, and with the massive sword and stuff like that. They showed some nice artwork of a character already gone up with his sword and everything like that. You got some screenshots as well, looking very tasty for the 360. I'm really liking the look of... It's just got something about it, really pushing on the hero feel to it.
It's got a very unique feel, which is different to how Fable 1 felt.
I think they're going to feel that this one they need to they're going to expand a lot more. One thing that I do like is the fact you're going to be able to walk into a town and go, hang on, this seems familiar. And then, oh shit, this is from Fable. And you realise you're in the same place, just God knows how many years. I think it's like a century or something this past since, because you've gone from bows and arrows to people actually having cannons and more kind of pirate sort of time period.
Armady.
So, no, it does look incredibly good. Some of the screenshots do look pretty sweet.
So is there any like new features announced or anything?
I haven't read much of what was actually there, apart from the fact that it's stuff coming out. But yeah, I'll look into it a little bit more and have a nosy. This was just a quick grab to say that if the demo was at E3, then obviously it's a lot closer to completion than before, where it was just showing you a groovy video, which
yeah,
is just
really
kind of
just like a concept of what they're trying to do.
Yeah, now you're actually seeing screenshots of what it looks like. It looks a lot more near completion, and I'm looking forward to this sort of stuff, because I'm liking these RPGs. It's up there with kind of, I put it below with content, but up there with Oblivion, with the single character, single player, multi-choice RPG. Which, you know, is pretty cool. What are you bringing up now? Ooh.
So yeah, there's also been obviously a few things about Halo 3.
Yep.
In that they've showed off the single player stuff now.
Yep.
Which is good. We're just going to play the trailer which was released now.
You are all of you vermin.
I take offense to that.
Corridor.
Dear.
Squeaky chair.
That you might escape the coming fire.
This video is pretty good at showing a lot of content and single player action. One thing that has noticed of a change is the fact that all of the brutes are now in their own designed armor.
Yeah, the brutes are no longer just naked monkeys.
Yeah, they're actually in armor, very similar to the technology used to armor up the elites. So it looks like all that technology has been passed on, because now the brutes are in charge, where the elites used to be. Because the elites are a fallen race, they've been plain useless. One thing that is useful for it is the fact that they're showing levels with Master Chief and the Arbiter stood side by side, so that means that they've actually met up now, because as you would know from Halo 2.
Yeah, if you I'll pause it when it happens. like there's a bit where the Master Chief pulls his gun to the Arbiter's head.
Yeah, so it seems like
he like chucks a Marine out the way and like, puts his gun to the Arbiter. I'll pause it when it gets there.
It's a really good shot showing some new different bad guy weapons.
So yeah, it shows the shield gem, all that sort of stuff. But it also shows, we pause it there, it also shows when you get hit, you get like the shield grid come up as well.
Yeah.
Over your view.
Some nice shots showing a pelican coming in for an attack. So
a pelican crashing, but it looks like.
Yeah.
New scarab.
Pelicans with bat guns, you know, shoot from there. That new vehicle. New warthog with multi.
There we go. He's put his pistol to the Arbiter's head.
Yeah. So it shows that there's going to be a serious confliction of interest between both characters.
No, no, no. This has been confirmed from the opening scene where the Master Chief, who wasn't aware the Arbiter is like hanging out with them. The Arbiter was just creeping up on a Marine to kill him, so he like chucks a Marine out the way and puts his gun to the Arbiter's head. So that's probably quite early on.
Ah, so this is probably the first meeting of it. That's cool. Looking scared. It is looking good. It's nice because we like that shot there is showing that device that came out of the ground from the original concept trailer. It's nice to see more clips of screen.
It looks fantastic. Way better than
what we were
from what the multiplayer looked like. It looks a lot better.
Yeah. I was starting to worry the multiplayer just looked like a shiny version of Halo 2, but this.
But yeah, they've really got some detail. Even though the levels aren't. I mean, the jungle scene, for example, it was still quite closed, but it did look good. They had a lot of detail there, which, you know, Halo 2 just didn't have.
And as we know, whenever you see a video and you've actually played the game, the video never does it justice anyway, so that just gets me even more excited. It's nice to see a lot of the action of background animation where it showed a Marine picking on a giant brute in full body armor.
Yeah, good luck, mate.
You know, it's just showing it like from Halo 2 where you were seeing the battle going alongside, because that was the thing that got me grasped when I first played Halo, was the fact that there is action going along. You're not just always one ton walking armor taking on an army. Now and again, you will get Marines fighting alongside you.
Yeah, there will be a lot more Marines nowadays.
Yeah, they've upgraded from Halo to Halo 2 was more, and then from Halo 3 there'll be more.
There'll be much more in Halo 3.
The good thing I like about it, depending on the actions of the course that you take while playing the game, from Halo 2 and Halo 1, those Marines' lives are in your hands, and that's one aspect of the game. Every time you play, you're like, I can't be arsed, I'll shoot that guy over there. All these Marines get blown up, and you're like, shit, I'm by myself again. Where if you'd gone and shot that guy first, he wouldn't have blown them up, and you would have more Marines with you until further on. Fair enough, you always have those step-offs where they will not follow you any further, and you go off as a one-man army, but... Yeah, it's going to be good. It does
look
good.
Cooperative. There will be cooperative... I want cooperative online.
Yeah.
And the Arbiter is a playable character for co-op.
Yeah, it would be quite nice if there's some levels where co-op, you either can be... Well, it depends. You never know. The Master Chief and the Arbiter might be all the way, majority of the way through the game, stood side by side. But we've yet to see. It might be.
I'm sure the Arbiter will have some reason to skive off.
Yeah.
And the Chief says, "Oh, I hurt my foot. You go on. I hurt my foot." Was he Chief?
But no, it does look quite good from a lot of those clips, and plenty of clips of in. Cutscenes that are in between all the action, which was nice to see. So,
but yeah, if you notice some of the, you know, the first trailer they released was like just it was just huge, open expansive area. A couple of the levels looked like they were in the same place, and they were just, you know, located in or around buildings and that. So it looks like some of the levels are quite big, even if they won't all be like explorable. You don't really want to spend half hour walking over there anyway, do you?
No, it gives it a good sense of the fact that the environment
Halo 1 and 2 never had that. They were always in canyons.
Because you don't want to be able to have to create what's further on in your view.
Yeah.
Halo, they couldn't, because you could go as far as you want.
Well, Halo 1 and Halo 2, they couldn't, because you just didn't have the performance there. You would either have to put it in a canyon or put down the fog.
Yeah. Where if you look at, like, Halo, they couldn't expand on the horizon anyway, because the horizon only went in two directions around the ring. Either side would have been what is the edge, and they never did show you the surroundings on the Halo ring, what happens when you walk far to the right and you run out of Halo? You know,
you jump off.
Is it a level playing field, or is it a massive big wall that you've got to climb up and you're like, shit, no more gravity, and you float off into space or what?
What do you mean, there's no gravity on anyway, it's centrifugal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. If you go off to the edge, would you fly off or whatever? They never showed any of that, so because of the graphics performance, you never could get grasp that much. But I'm curious
Halo is probably a couple of miles wide anyway. So.
Yeah. I'm curious to see whether or not we'll get back on a Halo unit.
Probably.
And probably the Flood will be back as well.
Oh, you're cool.
And I'm curious to see what happens.
The Flood.
What happens with the Elite as well, seeing the Elite have been dumped to the side, whether or not there will be an Elite revolution.
The Elite should kill the brutes.
Yeah, a revolution.
And we should go back to how it was.
Yeah.
Because the Elites are the ultimate opponent. Not the brutes, which are just a bunch of dumb monkeys.
Hairy things.
I mean, they've had to make the brutes more like the Elites anyway.
Yeah.
Because the Elites were cool. Everyone liked the Elites. The trouble is, they thought people liked the Elites so much, they wanted to be an Elite. So I don't want to be an Elite. I want to fight the Elite.
Although you are an Elite on Halo 2 multiplayer.
Well, shut up. I'll play as whatever I want.
You're an Elite and I'm always
But take the silent cartographer level, Halo 1, when the Elites didn't speak English.
Mm.
That was cool.
Yeah, there were these things.
Because they were so brainy as well. They were like the most advanced computer AI opponents ever.
Mm.
They were really, you know, brainy, and they would, you know, sneak around and stuff. Right. Yeah, they shouldn't have made the Elite speak English. It makes them sound dumb and retarded. It makes them sound, you know, retarded. Mm. I'm a retard, I speak English. Because I'm a Covenant, I've never been to Earth in my life. I don't know where Earth is, but I speak English.
Right, next page.
What do you mean next page? Yeah, the Halo stuff we've already talked
about. Yeah, it shows some clips of Halo, which were quite cool. It's a clip from one video we just saw.
That's the Chief.
And the Arbiter. The Arbiter's armor is looking a lot different. Same armor, but it's just looking
more detailed. Yeah.
The light shining off it a lot more. It looks old. It looks like it's been there for a while.
Yeah, so he had a clean. There's a brute and a bubble shield, I think.
Yeah. It's looking quite cool. And as you can see here, we can see him using the... Which rifle is that? That's the old rifle, isn't it? And also a pistol at the side, so the pistol magnetically onto the side leg, which I was curious whether or not they were going to do that. I've only ever seen the magnetic onto the back of changing weapons, but I was curious whether or not it would be on the side, which would be quite cool. I'm hoping that maybe that is a... Would that be three, or is it just going to be gun there, yeah, and you put the side one there, or you get rid of that one and put one on the back? It would be quite cool if you could have a rifle, shotgun on the back, and then a pistol on the side.
Yeah, that would be good, but I'm not sure if they'd be willing to do that.
No.
In case they get accused of dumbing it down. But it would be a good idea, because, you know...
Having the pistol as a last resort, you run out of ammo.
I do like having a pistol on me, but then I do like a couple of rifles.
Yeah.
Or a shotgun and rifle if I'm on a Flood level.
Yeah. See, you want to change it up a bit. Initially, I would like pistol on the side, the machine gun, the from Halo rifle on the back, and then the three shot in my hand. So as you're going around, three shot headshots everywhere, and when it starts picking up a bit more intense, swap over and go for the more fully automatic, and then when you're in the tight spots and you run out of ammo, pull out the pistol. But I only like that from playing Star Wars Republic Commando, because they had sidearms which were not selectable. The sidearm was a recharging pistol. So it didn't fire as good as having the pistol that fired off power cells. But when your power cell ran out and your machine gun failed, you would pull it to the sling and you would pull out the small pistol that would be on your sidearm, and you could always use that. But if you kept firing, the battery would get lower and lower, and the shot would be less and less more powerful. So you had to let it charge and then go bang.
Like in Quake 2 with the pistol in that.
Yeah, so you had that sidearm to quickly just take some good headshots, keep it clean, get to somewhere safe, get some more power cells, pull out your best gun again, and start from there. That would be quite cool, but then fair enough, the Chief with his pistol, I must admit the pistol's always been a little bit less powerful from Halo 2 compared to on Halo 1.
Well, Halo 1, it was just stupidly the most powerful gun in the game. You've got this huge Covenant capital ship, and a pistol can take it out.
It wasn't that powerful, but it was good to use. It was you weren't getting out as many, you didn't hold as many rounds, you couldn't fire out as many rounds, it was as quick as you could fling your trigger in and out, but it did have that power and it did have the scope. And now it was like you had two pistols and you were shooting and it was like, it's like having two water pistols, I can't make a dent in Elite, why am I bothering, I won't use this anymore. And it got to the point where on Halo 2 I never even fired one off, I just got bored of them because they were useless, they weren't as good.
Well, the thing is,
if they had the scope still on, I'd still probably use it as much because at least you're guaranteed a further headshot with it.
Yeah, they should make free weapons, one pistol carryable. Yeah, they should do that.
Yeah.
Because you can't have a pistol in the same league as a rifle. Because a rifle is 20 times more powerful.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, that's not long to go until Halo 3 comes out.
Yeah, I pre-ordered the
26th of September.
The Ultimate Edition.
Or 25th of September for those in the United States. I haven't pre-ordered it at all. I just pre-ordered the normal SKU like 2 years ago. But I will probably get the limited edition one anyway. Mm. Woo.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, so is that it for this show?
Yep, that's it.
Well, hey, feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net or can be left on the blog at gamercast.net.
One announcement I would like to make.
Here we go.
Because E3 is on at the moment, there's lots of stuff going on, and obviously we don't cover everything because we cover what we like. And if we notice anything, we'll mention it. So
what we like, if we just covered what I'd like, it would just be Supreme Commander.
Okay, you know what I mean. We cover what we can find. If you see anything that looks really interesting for PlayStation 3, PlayStation Portable, you know, DS, whatever's coming out at E3 and we haven't mentioned it yet, send us a note, a link, let us have a note. We can have a nosy and it'll be something else to mention next show. So, you know, keep us up to date with what you find with E3
because
there's a lot going on.
The bottom line is we cannot cover every news item.
Yeah, I had to. I threw shitloads of news items out a pool today, and I had to be picky of the ones that even I had up, and I didn't have time to read them all because I literally went, right, delete those ones, these are more important, and pass them on to you. So I didn't have time to read any of the articles because they were like a couple of pages long, and I just want to announce what's happening at E3. I want to try and have a watch of those news conferences, so I'm going to have a try to download those.
Yeah, I'll do that at some point.
And have a watch and see what's actually been announced from the three companies for
Microsoft have announced. What have they announced? Halo 3.
They did say that
single player.
Grand Theft Auto is going to be looking absolutely sweet as a nut, and playability is going to be great, so good things about that.
Time will tell. Sooner or later, time will tell. To quote Albert Einstein from Command & Conquer Red Alert 1.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Right. Same time, same place, next week.
Next week.
On episode 80 of GamerCast.
Ooh, 80.
I was Adam, and he was Paul. And this was a show on your computer. Or an iPod.
Or other compatible player.
Yes. See you next week.